Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Use Claude to Build an AI Trading Bot 90 Days with Stocks and Prediction Markets by Jay Cook is a practical technology and finance guide focused on building an operational AI assisted trading system rather than explaining trading theory in isolation. The book is positioned for readers who want to connect modern AI tooling with market data, brokerage execution, and strategy validation in a structured workflow. Its stated emphasis is a Python-based bot that uses Claude, unusual whales MCP, alpaca paper trading, and prediction market signals from platforms such as Polymarket and Kalsha. The project-oriented framing makes the book part programming manual, part trading systems guide, and part applied AI experiment. Because the book is not a broad investing primer, its value depends on the reader being comfortable with technical implementation, market risk, and iterative testing. Its purpose is to show how multiple tools can be combined into a functioning prototype before any real capital is placed at risk. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a project-based path from AI trading idea to working Python prototype. The book's central idea is that an AI trading bot should be treated as a buildable software system, not as a vague promise of automated profits. Its practical structure matters because many trading bot resources stop at abstract strategy descriptions or isolated code snippets. Here, the focus is on assembling a working Python workflow that can ingest information, reason over signals, and place trades in a controlled environment. The 90-day framing suggests a staged learning path, while the promotional material also emphasizes that a motivated reader can begin building quickly. This creates a useful tension between speed and discipline. The system is meant to be hands-on, but it still requires validation before live deployment. The book appears to prioritize implementation decisions such as connecting services, managing data flow, and turning model output into trade instructions. That makes it most relevant to readers who learn by building. Its contribution is less about presenting a new financial theory and more about translating current AI tools into a concrete trading automation project. Secondly, combining Claude, unusual whales MCP, alpaca, Polymarket, and Kalshi into one workflow. A distinctive feature of the book is the combination of tools it places in one system. Claude is presented as the AI layer, while unusual whales, MCP, is associated with live options flow data. Alpaca supplies the brokerage environment for commission-free paper execution. And prediction market platforms such as Polymarket and Kalshi add event-based information that can complement stock or option signals. The significance of this architecture is that it moves beyond a single-source trading bot, a system that draws from market data, AI interpretation, brokerage APIs, and prediction markets forces the builder to think about how signals differ in timing, reliability, and relevance. Options flow may reflect positioning and liquidity, while prediction markets may reflect probabilistic expectations about events. Claude's role is not simply to replace human judgment, but to help structure and interpret inputs within a repeatable decision process. The book stands out because it treats AI trading as an integration problem, where the quality of the system depends on how well the components communicate and how carefully their outputs are constrained. Thirdly, paper trading as the risk boundary between automation and real capital. The use of alpaca paper trading is important because automated trading systems can fail quickly and expensively when moved directly into live markets. By emphasizing paper trades, the book places a necessary boundary between experimentation and financial exposure. This is especially relevant for AI-assisted systems, where model responses, prompt design, data freshness, and execution logic can interact in unpredictable ways. A bot may appear coherent in a test conversation, but behave differently when it receives noisy real-time inputs or when order placement rules are triggered repeatedly. Paper trading allows the reader to observe trade frequency, position sizing behavior, signal consistency, and operational errors without risking actual money. It also makes debugging more realistic than pure backtesting because the system must interact with a broker-style environment. The practical lesson is that execution is part of strategy, not a final administrative step. A trading idea only becomes a system when it can place orders, handle responses, and remain controlled under changing market conditions. The book's paper trading emphasis, therefore, supports a more responsible build sequence. Fourthly, Monte Carlo validation as a safeguard against misleading backtest confidence. The book's inclusion of Monte Carlo simulations is notable because trading systems often look stronger in a single historical backtest than they are in practice. A conventional backtest can show how a strategy would have performed on one sequence of past market conditions, but it may conceal the role of randomness, path dependency, and rare losing streaks. Monte Carlo methods help by repeatedly simulating variations in trade outcomes or market paths to estimate how fragile a strategy might be under different scenarios. This does not prove that a bot will make money, but it can reveal whether expected returns depend on an unusually favorable sequence. For an AI trading bot, this matters because the decision engine may produce signals that are difficult to evaluate by intuition alone. Simulation gives the builder a way to examine drawdowns, variance, and failure probability before considering live capital. The book's emphasis on validation before risk positions it more carefully than resources that focus only on bot construction. It encourages readers to treat attractive performance claims as hypotheses requiring statistical stress testing. Lastly, common bot failure modes and the limits of AI-assisted trading, the book is described as addressing failures that commonly destroy AI trading bots, and this is one of its more valuable positioning points. Even without relying on unverifiable chapter details, the category is essential because automated trading failure often comes from system design rather than from one bad signal. Typical risks include overfitting historical data, trusting unstable data feeds, allowing vague model output to control precise trade execution, ignoring transaction effects, and underestimating operational interruptions. AI adds further complexity because language models can generate plausible reasoning that may not be statistically grounded. A reliable bot needs strict guardrails around position sizing, order types, execution conditions, and when no trade should be placed. The book's practical orientation makes this limitation discussion important. A working prototype is not the same as a robust trading business. Readers should understand that Claude and related tools can assist with interpretation and workflow, but they do not remove uncertainty from markets. The strongest use of the book is therefore as a controlled engineering guide, not as a guarantee of trading performance. In conclusion, Use Claude to Build an AI Trading Bot is best suited for technically curious traders, Python learners with an interest in markets, and AI enthusiasts who want to see how current tools can be connected into a trading workflow. It is less appropriate for readers seeking a beginner investment education or a purely theoretical treatment of quantitative finance. The practical benefit is its emphasis on end-to-end construction market data ingestion, AI-assisted interpretation, paper execution through Alpaca, prediction market inputs, and Monte Carlo validation. Intellectually, it helps readers understand that AI trading is not a single model problem. It is a systems problem involving data quality, execution rules, testing discipline, and risk controls. Compared with many books in the trading bot category, it stands out because it names a contemporary tool chain and frames the project around building a functioning prototype rather than discussing automation in general terms. Its realistic value is not that it can eliminate market risk, but that it can teach the reader how to structure an AI-assisted trading experiment more carefully. The book is most useful when approached as a hands-on technical guide, whose outputs must be tested, constrained, and improved before any live deployment. If you would like to support Jay Cook, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.